Here's a Shelley Fraser Mickle remembering.
When I was a child, going to Vacation Bible School was a big deal. It didn't matter if you were a Baptist going to the Methodist Vacation Bible School or a Presbyterian going to the Church of Christ. The point was, you were supposed to spend time around fine, upstanding adults with some sort of religious affiliation, so you had a chance to grow up and be fine and upstanding too. At least, that's the message I got. So I spent much of June to August in the basement and side yards of some church. Mostly what we did there was play games. Oh, we colored for a while and listened to stories a good bit, but sooner or later we'd hit the side yard to play games. In the summer of 1954, my Aunt Phileen signed up to be the leader for the Vacation Bible School at our Methodist church. I was a little worried because the week before she'd let her neighbor, Lucille Betts, give her a home permanent. And Lucille had left the chemicals on too long, and Aunt Phileen's hair had been fried to a crisp. She sent off to a catalog for 7 turbans in different colors, one for every day of the week. No one in our little cotton town had ever seen a turban, and here came Aunt Phileen with Bible stories in her hand and a hot pink turban on her head. On Monday, we played The Farmer in the Dell, and Aunt Phileen was left standing all alone as the cheese. On Tuesday, we played London Bridge, which was nice and calm. But on Thursday, Aunt Phileen anointed herself as the weasel in Pop Goes the Weasel. I'm going to stop here and stall for time and tell you this. Nobody knows who wrote Pop Goes the Weasel. It was probably made up in some pub because one of the versions of the song has these words, up and down the London Road, in and out of the Eagle. So clearly, the Eagle must have been a pub. But the version Aunt Phileen wanted us to sing went like this. All around the cobbler's bench, the monkey chased the weasel. The weasel thought 'twas all in fun. Pop goes the weasel. All 30 of us children held hands and sang this while walking a circle. Aunt Phileen walked around on the outside of us as the weasel. When we got to the part with the words, Pop goes the weasel, she tapped Jamie Haymeyer on the shoulder to be the monkey and raced him to beat him back to his place. But Aunt Phileen tripped over Jamie Haymeyer, rolled down the church lawn into the street where her turban fell off, got caught by a wind, and was lifted to the next block to come to rest in front of the Guiding Light Cafe. The good part of this story is that Aunt Phileen wasn't hurt, and I grew up to be fine and upstanding, I think. Also, Lucille Betts was never again allowed to give anybody in our family a home permanent.